flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into our last hour of sports talk here at the Host Committee's Media Center Radio Row, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. Want to bring to you one of our interviews we got earlier today. Washington, D.C. sports recorder Kelsey Nicole Nelson talking all things about the Super Bowl and a lot about Jaden Daniels as well, who she knows about and the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, and Kelsey's got so many relatives in this area. You know, her dad was at Grambling. And
right.
So you got to attend Graham. She's got so many different connections here. Every time we get her on, the relatives, man, they light up the text line about, oh, Kelsey, and I'm related to her dad this way. Or I was at Grambling the same time her dad was there. But Kelsey knows the stuff. She was the D.C. Media Personality of the Year. So she got to meet the photographer who's a who's from Cajun. His mom and dad don't live too far away
right.
from me. And so found out they got him everywhere. They got Kunas hiding around all over, but he's one of the official photographers for the White House.
Beautiful girl, beautiful personality. Here's our interview with Kelsey Nicole Nelson. Back here on Sports Talk, here on WWL, here on Radio Row, Mike D'Antilier, Steve Geller, and happy to welcome in Kelsey Nicole Nelson. How you been doing? So good to finally meet you.
In person,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
It's like when Twitter friends become real friends in real life. I love it. Thank you for having me.
I told Steve, okay, Kelsey is a very attractive lady on Twitter, but she's much better looking in person.
He's not lying.
So I got an affirmative on that. No, Kelsey and I go back a few years.
Yes.
And she's a star in this business, and it's going to be a bigger star. But we appreciate you joining us here.
Thank you.
And is this? I know you weren't covering the Super Bowl the last time. It was in New Orleans,
yeah.
But I know you've been here a number of
yes,
times.
So second home for me.
Tell us all about what makes this so great for you. And I know every time we have you on.
Yeah.
Almost like all your relatives, they're on the text line. Kelsey's my second cousin. Oh, I knew her dad at Grambling.
And, yeah,
and it's really
a big small world.
It's a big family, the whole bunch. So tell us what you love about New Orleans.
I love so much about New Orleans. Actually, my mentor, who is the former mayor of New Orleans, Mark Morial, who was getting honored this weekend. I'm at the Lee Steinberg party. He has been one that has touched me. New Orleans is so special. One, because you guys show me so much love. And then too, like, this is a second home, right? My dad going to Grambling, all of my family being here as a child, spent time here, and the love is reciprocated here. That's what I love about New Orleans. The good vibes, the good people. No one believes I'm ever from DC. They're like, you're too nice to be from DC though. And then I'm like, where are your people from? I'm like, New Orleans. They're like, that's it. That's it right there.
Right.
So I love that. The sports scene here. This is also a large reason why I got into sports, right? Sports is integrated into the New Orleans culture. My family has been Saints fans since forever. I'm still trying to get them to fully buy into the Pelicans, but they are Saints fans.
Okay, tell me you got into Wizards fan.
But I saw the trade news today, right?
Yeah.
So Kyle Kuzma's free. So my phone has been buzzing with that. So hopefully we gain like three more Wizards fans now, maybe, because of that.
So that makes
it's hard
it
to be a Wizards. Oh, my
that
gosh.
That makes it 23
It's hard
now?
To be a Wizards fan, y'all. Like, it's been tough. But New Orleans is special. I will say the last Super Bowl here, 2012, I'm a Maryland girl. So, I remember that one, the Ravens. Rest in peace, Jacoby Jones. I know that touches a lot of people in Baltimore's
sure.
heart, right? Special game. went to Maryland with Torrey Smith. I mean, there's so many connections, you know, there. So New Orleans is special. I will say we thought the Ravens would be here again in New Orleans. A lot of us did think they would be here. Fell short. But New Orleans is honestly probably the best place to do a Super Bowl. I got to say it. I got to say it on record.
Is so, like, incorporated in a small spot. You go to Miami and Los Angeles.
It's so big.
That is.
And the food isn't as good, Mike. I don't know if you know.
Not even Miami, huh?
Not even Miami. Seafood's fresh, but nothing else compares.
But it was so special, that Super Bowl, too, to watch a guy, watch him grow up. Yeah. Ed Reed.
Oh, yes.
Went to Destrehan, right up the road from where I live.
Right.
And Ed had come so close, and he finally gets to win it and wins it right here.
Back home, basically, back home. Right? Back I remember home. After that Super Bowl, Ed Reed came back to Baltimore, and he was singing Two Tickets to Paradise. It was so special for him. I remember being at that parade in Baltimore,
right? And Ed ain't got the greatest voice either.
It was not the best, but Ravens fans love Ed, so they gave him a loud round of applause. But and so much talent comes from here, as you all know, and I get to cover a lot of that talent. So, I mean, New Orleans is the pinnacle of culture, food, and then, honestly, I'll say, too, the safety that's been here, I think New Orleans has done like no other Super Bowl. This is the safest I've ever felt ever covering a Super Bowl. Like, I mean, from the military.
Has definitely been stepped
up. Yes, the Louisiana. I mean, there's a police car in every block, right? I think that's been important, too. Yeah. So I just want to thank the city of New Orleans for all the preparations that they did, because I will tell you, coming here, everybody was scared for me. They're like, are you sure you want to go to Super Bowl? Like, one, I flew out of DCA, right? And as you all know, DCA had the recent plane crash and helicopter crash and the tragic lives, right? 67 lives lost. So that was scary, flying out of DCA. Then coming here, and everyone's like, Kelsey, you know what just happened in New Orleans? Are they prepared? I trust New Orleans, right? My people are here. Like, I'm going to be safe. And then once I get here, I meet people like you guys in person. So, like, this is the best thing that could have happened. So
it's been a heck of a start to the year.
To say the least. We need the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
We need a good Super Bowl because I think we just need good news. And that's part of the reason why I love being here on Radio Row, talking with you all, because I think people have just needed something to take their mind, right, off of life, right? Just the real life, like, stuff that we see happening. So it's been nothing but fun here. I've eaten way too much gumbo. To my trainer, if you're listening, I will get back on schedule when I get back to D.C. on Tuesday. But until then, like, good vibes here
in New
Orleans.
Well, I don't want to see your trainer won't want to see me. He'd have me on a crash diet for months.
He's like, did you eat your greens? And I'm like, there's some green stuff in the gumbo.
Yeah,
there's some.
Once in a while.
The problem is the greens have plenty of butter and bacon with it.
Don't tell them that. Don't tell them that. Yeah.
But one of the things we brought you on about, you know, about changing culture.
Ooh, yeah.
Because you're in the D.C. area, what Jayden Daniels has done there, and the impact of one guy.
Yeah.
And he put the battery cables on the battery.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now, people looking at the Commanders totally different.
Yes, I mean,
totally different.
You know, before when Washington fans would say they're going to the Super Bowl, you would laugh, honestly, right? People would be like, okay, like, really? Jayden Daniels, I mean, I've never seen the city this lively. I am born and bred there. I just saw Fanatics, the top-selling jersey, is Jayden Daniels right now. I mean, I heard, too, he came through here with all the security. It was like pandemonium. I mean, he's one of the most popular guys in the National Football League, just maybe like 60 miles away from Lamar Jackson, who's probably the other big popular guy, right, and the National Football League. I mean, I remember when I was working for the team in 2020 after COVID, like, you could go to a Washington game for like $4 on StubHub. I mean, people were giving away tickets. The season ticket holders now, they're paying a lot more than $4, right, to get those. I mean, everybody wants to be there. Everybody wants to see him. And they really do believe that a Super Bowl will be coming soon to Washington, which is perfect timing with the mayor now getting back control of RFK Stadium campus, a lot of people wanting the team to play back in D.C., the new ownership being from the area. I think
so
everything is coming at the right place. So there's people who want it back. They're renovating it now, right? Okay. So it's going through renovations. But now that it's back in the hands of D.C., the mayor and city residents can decide. Of course, the big thing is going to be who foots the bill in every city,
you know,
right? It's going to be us. It's going to be us. It's going to be Kelsey Nelson and me and my neighbors. But, I mean, why not, right? The D.C. is such a vibrant city, right? I mean, if you come, the Nats being there, the Spirit, the United, like, I think the football team does need to be back. And I'm saying this as someone who grew up in Maryland. I think bringing the team back to D.C., it's the only right thing to do. But Jayden Daniels, I think, is going to help to spur that. And, I mean, the fact that we just had Daryl Green Day in D.C.
Nice.
And Jayden Daniels' name comes right after that. And you know how special Daryl Green was as a player, right, on that football field for Washington. People have already put Jayden Daniels' name there. His legacy is cemented in Washington. And as we talk about the Sean Taylor tribute and statue that Washington has did, I think at the end of Jayden's career, I think we're going to be seeing a Jayden Daniels statue in Washington. I really do, because he's that special, and I don't see the franchise letting him go. He's the face of the franchise for now.
Okay. the then Washington Redskins select Darryl Green in round one. Okay, I get a phone call from Richie Pettibone, who was the defensive coordinator for the Redskins. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Mike, can Darryl Green play in the NFL? They tell me he's 5'8" and a half. Unless he jumps in the telephone booth and rips off his shirt and they got a red S on it like Superman, there's no way he can play in the NFL. 2 days after they bring the rookies in, I get a phone call, and he left me a message on my home telephone recorder. And he said, give me a call. He said, hey, I got to tell you something real quick.
Yeah.
He got the red S. He's Superman.
Wow. See, look at that.
And he said, hey, he can play at 5'8" and a half.
And look how long his career was a testimony to that, right? I mean, that's what Jaden Daniels' name is. I just, DC being happy, like, DC doesn't get nice things for a long time in football. Like, I mean, RG3 really was, I think, the last time I saw folks excited.
And it was short.
It was short, right? Because we all know about the injury. And, of course, it just was never the same after. And there was no belief in quarterbacks. I mean, you know, from Case Keenum to Kirk Cousins. You know, everything just didn't seem like it could work in Washington. And, of course, I know the former owner, Dan Snyder, a lot of people putting stuff on him.
I'm sure everybody's happy he's gone.
My gosh. I mean, I think that was the one universal thing in D.C., the hate of Dan Snyder. That's the one uniter. That was the one uniter. But now, I mean, what Josh Harris and what they have done, I mean, we had a post-game presser. We had a postseason presser in Washington. Just something that wasn't happening. You know, I just passed by Ron Rivera here on Radio Row, and I think what Ron Rivera was charged was what people thought would happen, right, with Josh Harris era. Ron Rivera, unfortunately, it didn't work out, but you see all of a sudden the names in Washington. Guys want to come to Washington. I have talked to some players. They're like, hey, you might see me in Washington.
He's going
to
be the magnet for free agents.
Yes.
Just like Drew Brees was
for here.
For the Saints.
Speaking of the Saints, though, what's going on with the Saints, fellas? Because what do I tell people?
How long you got?
we're waiting for after the Super Bowl to get a head coach.
Look, I love to New Orleans.
Last year.
That's true.
The last one hard.
That's so true. And it was the right pick, though.
It's worked out there.
It was the right pick. Dan, I will say, is also, I mean, Dan Quinn, from the way he wears his backward hat to, like, just his, like, just good talk with reporters. Like, I mean, Dan Quinn is the second most loved person, I will say, in Washington behind Jaden Daniels. I mean, he is truly beloved. And you're talking about a city who loved Joe Gibbs. I'm not saying he's Joe Gibbs in that way. But, like, he's on, I think, on track to really have everybody behind him, especially if he can bring a title to Washington, which many see coming very soon after the crazy year that Washington had that almost led them here to New Orleans.
I think about it. Dan Quinn, he's much closer to my age than yours.
Yeah.
So he ain't hip. But he does know how to communicate well with younger
players.
And I think that's the key.
It is.
You got to have a connection and learn which button to push to motivate them.
I agree.
This is a different world.
I agree,
Mike. You can't just say, everybody's the same.
No, yeah.
It's not.
Because it's not true. Right.
It's just like if you and I know one another, we treat each other differently than you would somebody
else.
You don't know.
Because we have a different connection. Exactly. But I will say, Mike, I do want to see you in the backwards hat. Did we get you in the Dan Quinn backwards hat?
I had a hat on backwards.
That's good. We got to get the WWL hat.
Most of my hats to A-Bear because he wears.
Oh, he wears the hat.
I'm not a hat wearer, but if I had one, I'd do it.
You would do it. But, Mike, you relate well, too, and I think that's props to you. I mean,
thank you.
Mike connected instantly. I see all the great mentees that you have, and everybody, like young and old, has so much amazing. That's why I said I have to get to this table. I've got to meet the WWL crew because, I mean, y'all are just incredible. So, again, just thank you for
Mike's
the work that y'all do.
Mike's football knowledge is definitely impressive. It's like I wish I could
he
just
knows everything.
Off of it,
right? Everything, like just off the
he
top
knows
of his
everything
head.
And everyone.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll give
celebrity.
You everyone's story. Kelsey wins the DC Media Personality of the Year.
Uh-huh.
So she gets to go to the White House, gets a picture took with the President and First Lady.
Yep.
The guy taking the picture is lived about a half mile from me. He's a Gitros.
Of all places.
Okay, he can't pass for nothing else than a cool ass from the bayou. He's a Gitros. So he takes the picture, and he's like, I've seen that woman somewhere, but I can't place it. The next day, I get a phone call. He's like, Mike, do you know Kelsey Nicole Nelson? I said, yeah. He said, I knew it. And it was you. That's the connection. I took a picture. She was the D.C. media personality of the year. And he said, we had to move because Kelsey's sort of tall. We had to move her a little bit to get a good picture the way it was staged. And so I immediately got in touch with Kelsey.
He did.
Like, hey, the bum that took that picture, he grew up. He is
crazy
the White
small
House
world.
Photographer. Actually started when President Trump was there, and they kept him on. And he went through, and I think he's actually still
Isn't
there.
It? Wow. But
that's the connection. Somebody from the bayou takes her picture at the White House.
A good picture of that.
And it's like, man, what the hell? I've seen that woman before.
Yes, and he knew.
And he knew. It took
small
him a while,
world.
But it was the connection.
Small world.
He's our own version of Magic Mike.
I love that. Yes.
Definitely appreciate the time, Kelsey. Thank you so much for joining us and sitting down for a bit. What you got coming up next this week?
Oh, my gosh. It's so much. I'm actually heading to Baton Rouge next for an event that James Brown is going to be hosting. So I think y'all tell me, but with traffic, if I leave by 4, hopefully, okay, maybe
what
I need to
leave. Got
to
be there?
5:30.
Maybe
I need to. Okay, yeah. So maybe I need to leave
Baton
center.
Rouge traffic is worse than New Orleans.
Ooh,
traffic
that scares
sometimes.
Me. Okay.
No, I know. I go every,
so you
every
know.
Saturday
okay.
to LSU games. Oh. All I'm telling you is
I need to leave.
I would leave as soon as you finish this.
Okay, that means I need to go. So I'm going after this interview.
Appreciate the time. Thank you so much, Kelsey.
Appreciate you all.